Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, the families of Hillsborough victims have said the terrifying treatment of Liverpool fans at the Champions League final was likened to the disaster that scarred the city 33 years ago. Witnesses have described seeing people genuinely frightened, with children apparently trembling with fear as French police fired tear gas into crowds outside the Stade de France in Paris on Saturday evening. UEFA, which is the football governing body, initially blamed the late arrival of Liverpool supporters for the delay, as well as claiming that an influx of thousands of fake tickets held up proceedings. Journalist Daniel Austin was there and he is on the line to talk to me about it. Daniel, how are you? Hello, Daniel.
Hello, I'm here. Yeah, sorry.
How are you, Daniel?
I'm well, thank you. But still really seething angry about the way that everybody was treated on Saturday night.
I can only imagine. It should have been a fun night out supporting the football team with your friends, your family. And from the article that you've written, I mean, I wasn't present, but I've seen the images and the pictures and I've read the article. It turned into something quite horrific. Talk me through what happened from your arrival.
So we arrived about 2.5 hours before the game was due to kick off, which is plenty of time, you know, to soak up the atmosphere, take photos in the stadium, get in early and stuff. The French police bottlenecked everybody through one entrance where ticket checks were supposed to be taking place. Then when it became too crowded, because they were doing that, they abandoned all ticket checks and led people straight up to the ground, where they subsequently, 2.5 hours before kickoff, closed the turnstiles and refused to allow it. All who had that meant that people were standing around for almost 3 hours without any access to a bathroom, without any access to water in 24-degree heat. And understandably becoming increasingly perplexed, confused and angry about the fact that they weren't being allowed to enter a stadium. They paid an awful lot of money to be able to go to support the team and to have a fun Saturday night out in Paris. It was a complete and utter failure of security and safety management and crowd management from the French police and the French state, who behaved disgracefully and caused the violence that they brought about. There was no poor behaviour from fans. People were totally confused about what was going on and were trying to ask them questions, the stewards and the police.
Yeah, because I have seen on Twitter a lot of blame being put on Liverpool fans.
Which is completely and utterly incorrect. It comes from a dual form of prejudice, I would say. I've been speaking on French television and stuff in the past couple of days, and argument that their ministers and government officials are making is they're blaming the English. And what's clear to me, the reason that things happened at the Liverpool end and not at the Real Madrid end, is the police came with an idea that Liverpool, because they are English, were going to cause, and therefore they policed it as though trouble was taking place, even when it wasn't. So they caused violence because they thought that they were policing a completely different situation than what actually occurred. And that means then, so that's one level of prejudice in terms of nationality, but you see fans of other football teams then, not all of them by any means, but some, blaming Liverpool supporters simply because they don't like the football team or the place or my accent or whatever else. When really the important thing at a point like this is to try and make sure that something doesn't happen like it again. To possibly another football team who goes there or who plays a new UEFA event, because I don't want anyone to go through what people went through there. There was genuine fear on people's faces, but for not just their safety, but their lives. Cushion started to happen because they weren't letting people through turnstiles, and obviously the closer it gets to kickoff, the more people arrive.
Why weren't they letting people throwing through turnstiles?
I still, at this point, have absolutely no idea. I speak French. I was able to ask police officers and stewards, and they would not respond. The ones that did even give the courtesy of a spoken response said that they didn't know either. They'd just been told to do so. There was absolutely no explanation or communication. So UEFA put out the first lie, which was to say that fans arrived late. Then once they realised that everybody has a piece of technology in the pocket which can document what actually happens in real time, they realised they could no longer continue that lie because everyone was actually there very early, and shifted to a different lie which in the French media is now being reported as 40,000 people turned up with fake tickets and tried to enter the stadium, which is just physically impossible. There is not even space for that amount of people in the surrounding areas of the stadium. So they've just kind of shifted back and forth between these different lies because none of the authorities want to acknowledge the fact that they were massively at fault and genuinely could have caused a catastrophe that led to plenty of loss of life.
Daniel, did you not just say in the intro that they kind of abandoned even checking people's tickets?
Yes, so in the end, they allowed me, for example, into the stadium at 9:15, so 15 minutes after it was supposed to start. When I say allowed into the stadium, I was pushed through by riot police. So I was stood outside the turnstile, unable to move. They came out towards the turnstile, having previously abandoned that post, and they started to shove everyone through. A few tickets got checked, but not everyone's. So mine didn't, for example. I absolutely had a valid ticket, but it was not checked at any point. They just shoved me through with the shield, and I ended up having to go into an entrance that was not my entrance, so I couldn't even stand in the seat that I paid for.
What about the children who are going to the match? Were they being shoved?
Yes, 100%. Women, children, vulnerable elderly people. The thing that I will take away is the look of absolute terror on the faces of these people, of small children of 7 or 8 who are with their fathers or with their mothers, who are supposed to be having one of the best experiences of their life, you know, a memory that will make their childhood. And they're in absolute tears through a combination of terror, but also tear gas. And the looks on the faces of women and older people who genuinely feared for their lives. It was an absolute abomination.
Were they using tear gas on women and children?
They're using it indiscriminately. Explain it in the face of a child, but they're looking at a crowd full of men, women and children who are just stood behind a turnstile, unable to move, not behaving in any kind of a threatening way and lashing the tear gas in indiscriminately. So that therefore hits everyone. It's not a legitimate policing tactic to do that. It's barbaric. It's violence.
That's a complete fiasco. How can they justify that?
Well, the way they'll try and justify it is essentially over the course of the past 5 years of the current president's term in France, the police have become more and more brutal because people in France have started to protest more and more in favour of things like workers' rights and anti-racism and things like that. So this is sort of the default police position in and around Paris now, I would say, having spent time living there and stuff. So the thing that has to change is not just on a football level or something to do with Liverpool or UEFA or something like that. It's on a much more macro level in terms of the way that the French state treats people in its care.
So this isn't something, in your opinion, that is to do with football. This is something to do with crowd control under the French government. Because, to somebody, I've never been to a football match, okay? Mm-hmm. But I think something like this happening perpetuates a narrative and a fear in people. I would then think, I don't want my husband going. I don't want my son going. And that's not real. That's not realistic.
No, we're not all just going to stop going to football because you're treated like an animal. It is simultaneously, so that kind of French government issue that I'm saying, but also because every state, it happens in the UK too, and I'm sure it happens in Ireland. Every state has the view that football fans are beasts and they must be controlled and they must be treated like animals. And it happens just periodically wherever you go and you can never quite predict it. It happened in Lisbon for the quarterfinal of the European Cup. We were really badly treated there, not on this scale, but the policing was really heavy-handed. People were battened for simply queuing to try and enter the stadium. This pervasive idea that football fans are animals needs to stop. And the longer so when it happens to Liverpool, certain fans of other clubs don't show empathy. They don't show solidarity because they think it's funny or they think that it's justifiable because it's Liverpool. Whoever it happens to, it will continue to happen again if people in the football supporting community do not show a solid front and say, we're not having this. We're not being treated like this. We're just people trying to enjoy ourselves.
The next time it happens, it could end in complete disaster. And it's very triggering considering Hillsborough.
And it could happen to anybody. So this time it was Liverpool. But if there's a big game on at the Stade de France again or in France or at any event, it could be non-league football in England and fans are treated like animals, then there is the potential for disaster caused entirely by the authorities.
And Daniel, obviously you eventually got in, or were eventually pushed in, should I say. What was the atmosphere like once you were inside? Were people, I can't imagine people were excited. Were they more on a downer?
There was no atmosphere to speak of. I and pretty much everyone else spent the first sort of half an hour, 45 minutes frantically sending text messages to people that we'd lost in the crowd and in the crush and stuff to check that they were okay, answering messages from home from people who were worried about you, just sort of nodding at people in the Liverpool end that you know well and trying to see if they were okay. So it was still chaos inside. You know, people might have been physically safe by then, but you could see the trauma on people's ashen faces.
I mean, I'm just trying to imagine as a young child, maybe as you described, going with your dad, very excited to see the football team you've been supporting all along. You might have been so terrified and traumatized, you wouldn't want to go to another football match.
Exactly. And there'll be loads of parents who either were there with their children or might have sat at home watching the game with the children who will now think, I can't possibly risk that. Because it's not worth it, is it? The idea of traumatising or potentially worse your child just by taking them to a football match. But that isn't the fault of any supporter. That is the fault of the authorities who completely treated everybody that attended with total disdain.
And what happened after the match, Daniel?
So walking back, there was a complete lack of police presence just when it was needed, and various people were mugged, assaulted, slashed by local people. Because what also is an important point is that this is an enormous football fixture, the biggest in club football, that brings in an awful lot of money. But it was taking place in a really deprived community in France, in Saint-Denis, where people are ghettoized, left without opportunity, left without jobs, left without money, left to fend for themselves. So if you don't police that, then you end up with an extremely bizarre situation where things like that can happen. So they were overly heavy-handed with security, with fans who were just trying to enter the stadium, and then gave those same fans no security as they just tried to travel home.
It's a complete disgrace. And as I said, it's beyond triggering for Liverpool fans who suffered the tragedy in 1989 when 97 fans lost their lives in a crush. If you were at the match or you have an opinion on it, we would love to hear from you on 51552. Daniel, thank you very much, and I genuinely hope your next football match is a very different experience.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.